From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Iraqi Kurds overwhelmingly vote yes for independence. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi Wednesday demanded the independence referendum held Monday in the autonomous northern Kurdish region be annulled, calling it unconstitutional. Final results showed nearly 93% voted yes to independence. Hindrin Mohammed, the head of the Independent High Elections and Referendum Commission, congratulated voters on the success of the process. Turnout exceeded 72%, but former Ambassador David Mack, a scholar at the Middle East Institute, said vote totals were much higher in the pro-Kurdish provinces of Erbil and Dohuk, less so in Sulaymaniyah.
People I have talked to say that the turnout was much lower in Sulaymaniyah. So that's an important factor that needs to be reflected in the analysis on this.
Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani said the goal is to engage in dialogue with Baghdad on eventual secession. Turkey and Iran, which have substantial Kurdish populations, also denounced the vote. Human Rights Watch has accused Cameroon of forcibly deporting Nigerians who have fled Boko Haram insurgent violence. Jerry Simpson leads the group of Refugee Rights Program.
In our report, we have found that the Cameroonian military has been aggressively intercepting and screening Nigerian asylum seekers as they reach remote border areas in Cameroon, torturing people, accusing them of being members of Boko Haram, including women being Boko Haram wives, otherwise assaulting them, making their lives miserable while they trap them in these remote border areas and then violently deporting them back to Nigeria.
Cameroonian authorities have denied the allegation. This is VOA.